Now here are the teachers. I mean, student says, Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye asthite genayam asthiti chayike edad vidya manushishtastvayaham varanamesha varastritiyaha. Of the three varas, vara boons. Varastritiyaha. This is the third boon that I am asking. I am cashing in the third check. And what is that boon that you want? Yeyam prete, I am, when this is gone out, meaning when the man dies, when I am, this individual goes away from this physical body, pretam, vichikitsa manushya, among humanity, manushya, there is this vichikitsa, this doubt. Nobody is very sure what happened. When it has gone out, what is it? Asti tege. Some people say asti, there is existence even after death. Some people say nayam asti idi chayige. There are equally strong arguments saying that, damn fool, after once is left, nothing exists. You came from nowhere, you go nowhere. Then why am I born? An accident. And why am I dying? Another accident. So between two accidents, what are you? Mr. Accident. That is not I am. If you am, you must have been before also. Because out of zero and nothingness, something cannot come. So you must have been something before so that you may be something now. If you say that you are zero, there is nothing. You are right. So some people prove and argue that way and say, asti, there is existence. Existence, a different state before. Now you are existing in this body as an individualized entity. There must be nayam asti idi chayike. Some others say there is nothing beyond it. Edad vidyam anishishtastvayaham. May I be taught of this knowledge by you. Many, you clear this doubt because you are the right person. You have got a diplomatic visa. We have not got visa. You have got a diplomatic visa, therefore you can go beyond the grave and return whenever you want. You have only to pass through the customs and say, and diplomats have got a different type of, what is that? Passport. Thank you, sir. Have a good time. He just walks in and he can walk out. There's no questions asked. He has the privilege. Similarly, Lord Death is the only one who has this in and out visa that he can come to us, gather us and go beyond, leave us there and come back again. This transport system. He is the conveyor from here to beyond. We don't know where it is. Therefore, sir, you must teach me and give me this knowledge. Because in the world, I have tried to study our scriptures also. Sometimes say, sometimes say, And one scripture says, yes. Another scripture says, there is no more any rebirth. Put up. It's a blasphemy to say so. And another says that without a rebirth, how will you explain so many different varieties coming? If all of us have come from God, what a condition must be God? Isn't it? If from gold things have come, all of them must be yellow. Supposing from gold things have been made and then some are white, some are brownish, some are blackish. How can it be? If that's God, the perfect from which everything has come out, how is it that there are majority of us are wicked, cruel, vulgar, imperfect? Where did all these things come from? If all these things are in God, God is a bad mixture. Isn't it? Very sad mixture. So then it cannot be. Therefore, reincarnation or the procession of our existence in the world outside must be accepted. Thus, there is a lot of gadabada. Here you are who directly knows. So, sir, your confirmation is what I want. Please teach me by you. Varanamesha varastriti. This is my third one. Carefully now. There are very many critics who misunderstood that the question is, Ayambrede, when we are gone out of this, they understood as death. Death is a condition of the physical body. When from this body of mine, all right, not you, or also not you will get a hysteria. You can't sleep tonight. Swamiji, I think, pointed to me only and I am going to die. Not you. When from this body, my mind and intellect has permanently left with no intention of coming back, the condition of my body, you will call as died and gone. Isn't it? Where is Swamiji? Oh, you don't know. Dead and gone. Dead, the body. And therefore the body is left here. Therefore extra expense of a box. And where is he? Gone. Dead and gone. Mar gaya. Tumhari Hindi mein. Sat hoy. In every language of the world. Mar gaya, gone. Gone means the individuality that is now expressing through this physical body as Swami Chinmayananda is the quality of my thoughts and my judgments, my emotions. That emotional and intellectual entity, when it has moved away from the physical body, that empty cigarette packet, fit for only garbage can, which lies down there in your house unnecessarily. Which is to be disposed of as best as quickly as possible and as best as you can for your own survival. As far as the dead man is concerned, nothing will happen to him. It is for your sanitary condition of the society. You have to dispose him of that physical body at that time when I have left it completely, not temporarily. That is called the death of the body. Temporarily, very many of us leave. Kya mara hua baitha hai? We generally say that, isn't it? You are sitting there as though dead. As though dead, you are right. Why? You are not reacting, responding because your mind is elsewhere. That is all temporary. We are not allowed to bury you. Because he was actually sitting there dead. Therefore, I buried you. No. You must get a doctor's certificate. And the doctor comes and tries to see that whether the mind can be brought here by any method. Push him, pull him, kick him, kick him. And I say, no, no chance. It's gone. This. Then you certify that the fellow is dead. Think? Yet, there are, it has happened. That is why we don't put and nail the boxes until we reach there. Give him a chance to come back. You see? In India, you will not even put the boxes. We take him on a beautiful, comfortable place, a comfortable, what do you call them? A stretcher-like thing. And we put it there, prepare the fire, and everything is on. Again we look at it, again old people will come and look and then see whether it is warmth anywhere in the body, and then put him on the wood or the fuel, fire, and then wash him, clean him, and he's not coming. So apologizing him, now don't come, it's too late now. And then we start. putting the fire to the fuel. And we wait there. Because chances are that he may get up. So when he is not coming, there are cases where even in the burial ground, they went there and got up. Ye kahan laaye mere ko? Where am I being brought here? Why? What is the matter? Nothing, you know, a cup of coffee you want. Console you. Not just like that, you know. We thought that so long you have been lying down in bed, so we thought that go for a ride and thought, then let us go. And mutually we say, you know, wink our eyes and say, keep quiet, don't confuse him. And just came. Papa, let us go. This has happened. So then, the leaving the physical body, the individuality leaving the physical body with no intention of ever coming back again is the condition of the physical death. Here, when you have left, people, the critics generally understood, especially some of the German critics, and they come to the conclusion that the rest of it is all a bluff. Because the student asked only, what is death? And he started talking on nonsense because the teacher himself did not know it. And he bluffed him so much, the boy got confused. Until at last he said, that is right, thank you. And he went. It is not. It is the death of the ego. It's not the death of the body we are talking. When the individuality I, in my mental attention, turn towards him. And when the individuality merges in a different state of consciousness called the divine, is there something to experience? When I transcend the intellect, is there beyond the intellect anything? Because the student, as you and I, we are still in the intellectual level, trying to understand what lies beyond. The scriptures are at their best, is trying to convince the human intellect that there is something. However much they may logically argue, clearly bring about the inference that there must be something there, the doubt still lingers in the student's mind. Is there? He wants a confirmation. Thus here the death is not a mere physical death, because that the physical death is nothing is already the child knew, because he has even advised his father, who seemed to have been apparently forgotten all about it, that like weeds we come and weeds we go, but there is nothing, there is no going, it'll be next season, it'll be again. It's not that. What is that? That is the knowledge of the higher reality. Please expound to me, teach me, said the student.